That's fancy. That's right. All right, this is Robert from Illini.com. He thought it was alieni.com, but that's
well,
okay.
Well, you know, reading handwriting right there.
That's right. Well, it's the SID staff. They got the front. How you feeling about the defense?
Well, obviously, you're never happy.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
You can't allow yourself to be satisfied or happy, and
right.
We're always pressing to get better, and
yeah.
We're not where we need to be. We've got a lot of improvement to make in every position.
Right.
And, you know, it's a pretty competitive camp right now, and, you know, I mean, so we're trying to get the goals for this camp were to get a bunch of depth and get a bunch of guys that can play, and so that's a battle sometimes because some of these guys aren't mentally tough enough
right.
to fight when they start getting tired and they start making mistakes, and that's where coaching comes in.
After the first week, where do you feel like you have the most depth? Would it be a corner?
I don't know. Probably not.
No?
No, I think I say this, you know, Ian Thomas hadn't practiced much, but
uh-huh.
we may have more depth at linebacker right now.
Yeah.
Because we've been playing, all those freshmen have been playing. So,
yeah.
You know, they seem like they're doing okay.
How you feel about switching from coaching the secondary to coaching the linebackers? You like it better
well,
or worse?
Yeah, it's obviously a lot easier to coach two guys than four,
right.
You know.
Right.
And, you know, obviously when you're a coordinator, you're responsible for everybody, but it's a whole lot easier just watching two guys, for sure.
Right, right. And then D-line, how are you feeling? We kind of haven't covered that.
You know, sometimes you just got to go in there and battle, and some guys take a little longer. You know, we talked about Corey and, you know, all the acclaim he got and opportunities he's gotten from last season. And at this time last year, Corey was the guy we were battling every day also to get over the hump. To grow up and to lead and to be tough and to fight through and all those other things and to play low, and it sounds like some of the same things we're telling the guys this year. So, you know, I hope that, you know, Corey gave the guys a good template of how to develop.
Yeah.
And if they hang in there and show great leadership and work hard, you know, if those guys will remember and follow that template, I think we got a couple of the guys that, you know, can have good years for us. We have to have those guys to step up and have a good year.
Yeah, and you, last question. You have you know, you have the two hybrid positions that Ron West coaches, the bandit and Sam linebacker.
That's
you ever
good
come
for
up?
Him. He's a hybrid guy.
That's right. Have you ever come up with a name? I mean, you got bandit. You ever think about a name that?
Well, yeah,
you know,
we did once upon a time at Clemson. We were going to call it Stinger Safety.
Stinger Safety.
Yeah, we had a kid that didn't want to play backer.
Yeah.
Thought he was a safety.
Uh huh.
A kid named Scotty Cooper.
Okay.
So we got him, and then we called it Sam anyway. So we lied.
Okay. Well, I'll do what we can to bring Stinger back.
Nah,
Bandit and Stinger sounds better.
We're all right.
Okay.
All right.
You like Sam.
Yeah, well, that's all right. We're good.
Okay. All right. Thanks,
all
Coach.
All right, man. That's it.